you and your sister have done very, very well in adapting to this new world. But I imagine, there got to be things that you miss about school. And I'll ask both of you this question. I'll start with you, Isla. What do you miss most about going to school, regular school every day?
A lot of it is social interactions, but also when you're in school, if you want something, like if your pencil tip broke or something and you need a new pencil, you can just go to the pencil area. If you need a crayon, you can go to the crayon area. If you need to go get your computer, you can go to the computer area. In school, I can just go where I need to go to get things, but also our house is kind of messy. So it's kind of hard to find things. That's like the one of the only other things I miss about school.
The biggest thing is not being able to have social interactions. I think that's been taking a toll on everyone. And so it's kind of when you're living with the same people and you're going and you're just living in the same kind of environment all day, it can be kind of mentally exhausting. Sometimes it can also be kind of hard finding out what you want to do next. And sometimes you kind of feel like there's so many different things to learn, and there's so many different things you can create. And there are probably whole worlds of just information that you haven't even taken a step into. So sometimes when it's kind of coming to do the next thing, it's a little hard trying to figure out what you should actually do. And with school, the structure can be kind of helpful at times when you just tell, okay, do this worksheet, complete this test, and then we'll grade you, and that's how you'll know if you're good or not. You get that information, you get that feedback in a way that you can kind of ensure that, yes, it is kind of good feedback because these are people who were trained to grade students in their work. And they've probably graded that same paper many times, so they can kind of know what to expect as well. So, I mean, those are the things that can kind of be helpful, and we want to try to implement that into other ways that could be helpful to people.
Isla, could you tell us a little bit about Makeshift in your own words, what it is, why it's cool, and why you think other kids should be thinking about school in this way?
I really am noticing that Makeshift really, really different from actual school. Teachers just tell you, give you a big long lecture and then tell you to do this paper, tell you to do these math questions on these papers. In Makeshift homeschool, it's just so different. Usually my dad tells me to make a post, and then I figure what out what I want to do, what I want to do the post about. I write the post, and then I get edited by either Sume, my dad, or my mom. If I want to, I can share it with my friends, I can share it with my teachers, I can share it with anybody I want. And that's really different from having this teacher give a big long lecture and then have you do a few math questions on a paper.
So give me an example, Isla, of something that you've created a post on, and then you hand it off to Sume and she does the editing.
I was doing positive psychology. Well, I bring that one up because school doesn't really teach about happiness. They have this thing about filling buckets, filling happiness buckets that are invisible on top of your head. That's really kind of it. But for makeshift homeschool, you can learn about anything you want. So my dad told me to write a post about happiness because, well, he was interested in it.
I wanted to know how to be happy. I was like, we should
Yeah.
all know how to be happy, right?
Get in line, Joseph. Get in line.
Yeah. So, Isla, you're smarter than me. Figure it out.
Well, I watched this video, and it's about this person who he was doing this extra healthy diet, but then after he finished that, he decided to reward himself with these hamburgers that aren't very healthy, but they taste really good. When he was about to take his first bite, he noticed that he didn't really want to eat it. He thought there was a rat race burger, which means that it's good for you, but it doesn't taste good. And there's a burger that I forgot the name, but it tastes bad and it's not healthy for you. And then there's also a happiness burger. And that one is it tastes good and it's good for you. And after I watched that, I kind of was like, hey, that can relate to education too. Because the kids that are like working their butt offs to get into these exams, they are eating the rat race burger right now. And the people who are eating the burger that's unhealthy for you, but it tastes good, those are the people who are not studying and they're just playing and they're just doing what they want to do, like video games and stuff. The burger that doesn't taste good and that's not healthy for you, those are the people who are just having a miserable day and they're not studying.
Nihilism. I actually went on makeshift homeschool real quick and pulled it up.
The happiness burger is when they're doing something good for you. You're studying, but you're not really studying. You're doing things that helps your education, but that also is good for you, that you also like.